Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Destin, the supervisor on the floor, and whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Destin. This is Jeremy Horst.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it'll take just a moment.
Sure.
And so that I can make sure I wasn't over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
Yes, 2702 Buffalo Valley Road.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And how may I assist you?
Okay, I agreed yesterday when I spoke to a supervisor about a full refund of the 6732 charge that was charged to my card. And I only got a $23 something, 56 cents refund. So I still need $43.76 refunded to the card, please.
If you don't mind giving me one moment to look over the account and see exactly what is going on, it would take just a moment.
Okay.
So I really do apologize, however, I'm showing that there was no full refund offered. I'm showing what was offered was a 35% refund, and I am showing that you did accept that refund. However,
that is not true. That is not true. I did not accept the 35% refund. I offered to return the item, and she said, no, we have no returns, full refund policy. I'm looking for the $43.76 yet. That's what you owe me. That's what you promised yesterday. There was nothing said to me about a 35%. That's an outright lie from the supervisor. Whoever entered that information made a mistake. You owe me $43.76 today. Hello?
I do apologize, however, we do have to go based off of the notes on the account, but if you'll give me a moment, I can see if
No, you don't. Listen to me. You owe me $43.76 based on your commitment yesterday to me, and you're going to do it. I'm going to keep calling back. I got all day. All right? So whatever you got to do, get that authorized, and give me 4376 back. That's what you agreed to. None of this reading your notes. Your notes were incorrect from what you told me. Did I speak to you yesterday? Do you remember me?
It was not me that you
were supervisor.
It was not me that you had spoken with.
Me the full refund. So you're going to give me the full refund, all right?
If you will give me just one moment, I can see if we may be able to pull the call and see exactly what is going on, as we do have to go based off the notes. If you will give me just one moment.
No, you don't. You're gonna go off of what I said today. You owe me $43.76. Do you understand? I never agreed to spending zero for that drone, except for shipping and handling, $8.25. You already charged that, and then you charged $67.32. Now, you listen to me. You give that back to me. You owe me that money, that $43.76. You understand? It don't matter what your notes say. You got to deal with me today because I'm going to keep calling you back till you give me that $43.76. You took it from me illegally without my permission. You understand? Put that on the recording. You're a scam company.
I do completely understand how you feel, however.
You're a
you
scam.
Did have to...
You're a scam. Give me that money back, $43.76. Today, I will keep calling you back until you do. You're liars and scammers. The lowest of the low. I don't understand how you can even deal with yourself or live with yourself. Do you understand? You lied to me. You cheated me out of my money. You're going to give it back. Okay? You understand? You hear me? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
4376. 4376. Tell me you processed that. Refund. I'm going to keep checking till you do. There's no other way. Okay? Absolutely nothing. To make this right, you have to do it. 4376, back on my card.
If you will give me a moment, I am looking further into this. It is just taking one moment.
Thank you.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience. We have pulled the call and listened to the call from yesterday, and it was a 35% refund that they had offered. However, as a courtesy, what I am showing that I can do is I can apply my discount, which would allow me to make that a 50% refund.
No, I want 100% refund. I never agreed to 35%. You understand? You're not getting rid of me until you give me the 43.76. Just do it, because that's what you owe me. Now, I want to talk to your supervisor if you aren't going to do this for me. Just do it and get me off the phone with you, all right? I'm sick and tired of it. Taking my time, dealing with me like this, like I'm a nobody. I followed your false advertisement for $8.25, $0 for the drone. I want you to hold up your end of the deal, because that's what you agreed to. You listened to the call from yesterday, offered to return the drone, and you said no. I did never, never agree to 35% discount. That's a lie. You entered that information incorrectly. So get me your supervisor. I'll wait.
Yes, and we have reviewed the call, and it was a 35% that they offered.
Nope, it wasn't. Absolutely not. I did not agree to that. So you're going to get me your supervisor and get this taken care of? Come on, get it over with. You owe me $43.76. That's what you owe me. Now I'm not backing down. You lie and do not the truth. You're of the devil. Go get a real job where you can help people instead of scamming them out of their money. I'll wait for your supervisor. Put me on the line. Hello?
Yes, it is. Just taking one moment.
All right. I'm waiting. You have that process yet?
And I really do want to thank you for all of your patience. I have spoken with my manager, and they did advise me as a one-time courtesy. They will authorize me to issue a full refund, and you will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Was there anything else I could assist you with?
Nope, that's everything.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.